morning. Welcome to the Lord's house on this third Sunday of the Advent season. The announcements on the back of the bulletin announcement flyer welcomes you to join dinner groups that we hope to get underway for enjoyable fellowship and dinners in 2023. And the bulletin announcement flyer also mentions the Christmas card, the food pantry drive, a number of committee meetings, and the upcoming warmth tree. We will be offering two Christmas Eve services with the children and youth presenting at the 5 o'clock p.m. service, and then the traditional candlelight service at 7 p.m. on Saturday, Christmas Eve. And please note that we will only have one service at 10 o'clock a.m. and no Sunday school classes on the Sundays of Christmas Day and New Year's Day. All right, may we begin our service of worship with our call to worship. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, everyone. I invite you to stand for the call to worship. Praise the Lord.
Praise God in His temple. Praise His strength in heaven.
Praise Him for the mighty things He has done. Praise His supreme greatness.
Praise the Lord, all living creatures.
Praise the Lord. We'll now sing hymn number 124, stanzas 1 and 4 of Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence.
Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessing in His hand, Christ our God to earth descend.
God, as we continue to journey through the Advent season toward Christmas, we are grateful once again to be here in your house, gathered with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray once again that our hearts may be open to the joy of receiving the Christ child into this world, as did Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the Magi. As our worship service begins, we pray for the living presence of the Christ Jesus, the risen Lord and Savior, as we experience the continual presence of His Holy Spirit each time we gather here in your house. It is in His name that we pray. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the
seated.
On the first two Sundays of the Advent season, we have thus far lit the candles of godly possibilities and also godly intervention. The Bible stories we've shared have revealed how God truly intervened into the state of humanity's falling nature and given us the hope of eternal life through Christ, our Lord and Savior. With the lighting of each progressive candle of the Advent wreath, we have shunned away the darkness of winter and sinfulness, and have ushered in the hope of new light and life made possible because God intervened and Christ willingly obeyed and fulfilled God's plan for our salvation. Now, with the lighting of the third candle, we direct our focus toward Mary and Joseph, and of course also the Christ child, as we are challenged to respond to God's great love and compassion, as did they, with obedience to his will. Chris and Leslie Martinson, come forward for the lighting of the candles this morning.
We first relight the first and second candles of the Advent wreath, as we previously learned that with God's intervention, all things are possible, most especially the gift of our eternal salvation. This morning, we also increase the light of the Advent wreath with the third candle of the wreath. It is represented by the color pink or rose. This is the color of repentance. By denying our self-centered ways and turning to God, this is true repentance. In repentance, we realize what Christ has done for us. He obediently followed God's plan and became the qualified and final sacrificial lamb. He paid the price so that we may be redeemed. Christ's obedience compels us also to be obedient to God's will in thanksgiving for what has been graciously and lovingly achieved on our behalf. Thus, we call this the third candle of the Advent wreath, the candle of obedience.
This morning. this is kind of slid this way a bit too far.
And this way?
Yeah, it needs to come that way.
Please be seated, and we'd like to invite our kiddos to come up front for the children's sermon as we sing the first verse of Tell Me the Stories of Jesus.
Tell me the stories of Jesus I love to hear, things I would ask him to tell me if he were here, scenes by the wayside, tales of the sea, stories of Jesus, tell them to me.
Well, good morning. Gracious. Yeah? Kind of cold out there this morning, isn't it? That's okay. That just means it's getting closer to Christmas. I want to talk this morning a little bit about how God's plan, one of God's plans. Do you know God always has a plan? Always does. He's always got a plan. Got plans going all over the place. But I want to talk about the Christmas plan this morning. Yeah. Did you know God had a Christmas plan? Well, he did. God had a plan to send to earth a Savior, to save everybody, to provide eternal life for everybody. But in order for that plan to work, God had, well, hello. In order for that plan to work, God had to pick exactly the right people. So, if we're talking about God sending the Savior, who was our Savior? Jesus, good girl. So, who did he pick to bring the Savior into the world? Joseph and Mary, right? Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing about who God picks. God always picks the right people. The thing is when God picks the right people, the people have to be brave enough to say, yes, Lord, I will do what you ask of me. That's what Mary did. That's what Joseph did. It was scary, but they did it. Good thing. I mean, that was a pretty big ask. Raise the Son of God. Raise the Savior of the world. Whoa. No pressure there. Yeah. So we always, every Christmas we learn about Mary, right? We talk about Mary. A lot. But we don't really talk about Joseph a whole lot, do we? I mean, we talk about him a little bit. But Joseph had to raise God's son. Joseph had to be responsible to teach Jesus all the rules, all the laws, all the things that God needed him to know. So Joseph had to be a pretty strong dad, didn't he? He had to be a pretty good daddy. I'll bet you guys have some good daddies, don't you? Yeah. So here's the thing. If God ever asks you to do something, you have to be brave. And even though it might be scary or might be something you never did before, you have to be brave enough to say, yes,